We are on Daf, Samach, Amid Beis. The third line from the top of the Amid. Tana Rabbanan, Dever Ba'ir Kaneis Raglecha, Shenema Va'atem Leseitzo Ish Mi Pesach Beisoy Ad Boiker. Now, I think I once saw that besides everything else that was occurring in Mitzrayim, Oisei Alayla, there was a Ipush Ha'avir, there was a tremendous amount of Mesim, which created an Ipush Ha'avir, which created a Dever. So, L'chayre, that's Pshat in the Gemara. There were many sibis by Leseitzi Ishmi Pesach Beisoy. Before we had a sibba was Alts. The Kivin Shenitin Rishus Lechabel and Emafchen. And now there's another sibba. There was a Dever. Shnema Va'atem Leseitzi Ishmi Pesach Beisoy Ad Boika. Va'imer, another posik, Leich Ami Boibach Adorecha. Another pasuk that you should not be in the open. Why do we need these three psukim? What's wrong with the first pasuk? The chitema ani mili belelya, avol biyamam aloy. So l'chayre, it could be, and I think this is pshat marsha. It could be pshat, and this pasuk is als kiven shenitna reshus l'chabel. It's balayla, is man for mashchisim machablim. Maybe that's the sibbe. Who says that devil alone is a sibbe to be machayev? One should not be outside. Maybe it's only a din in layla, and not because of the devil alone, because of the first reason. That Kimishnitna Rishus La Mashchis Ainei Mavchin, and then Laila is as man of Mashchisim, Mechablim. So that's why it could be the first posik is not proof. So that's why he brings the second posik. Leich Ami Boibach Adarecha Skir Vloscha. There it doesn't mention Laila. It's a stam statement that says that they should not be in the open. Perhaps this eitze of secluding oneself is only when there's no fear inside. Pachad alone is also detrimental to the health. If there is an Eima Migavoi, Kinofik, so perhaps then it's better, Yosef, Beni Inchi, Betzav, Sabalma, Tveimali. So perhaps it's better, taking everything into consideration, perhaps it's better to be together with other people, one is Mechazik, the other, their company, there's less fear. Toshma, so that's why he brought this posik. Michutz Tishakal Cherev Mechadorim Eima. Pasuk is telling you that even though Afal Gav the Mechadorim Eimo, that the Matzav in the Chadorim is not an ideal Matzav, there's an Amos Mavis there, Abo Michutz Teshakalcho, but it's worse outside than inside. So Memele, it's better to stay inside. What does Rashi say? Cherev Charboi Shel Malach Amavis. Eima, Eimas Mavis, aber v'loi begoli kolkach. That means, it's not so much begoli as there is outside. Outside people are dying like fleas lachmanon etzlan. So al kaponim, that's the gili akro. Rove, beidon rischo, avesoche kavi. Rove, when there was a dever ba'ilam, he used to go and shut the windows. Tachsiv ki ole moves bachaloinenu. It seems also there's a Yipush Ha'avir, and therefore it is preferable to be secluded. Abikavega Tzechen Tzu and Gilyan Ashas Ayin Shubis Rashbash. In Shubis Rashbash, he says as follows. He says, Kol Odom Yeshloi Keitz Kotzuv Mispa Yamei Chayav. When every person is born, he was born with a certain amount of years he's supposed to live. As mispar brings a ray from the posik, as mispar yomecha amalei, you'll be able to live mispar yomecha. Each one has a certain amount of yomim he's supposed to live. Then he says, v'hivticha ha-toira lo-hoisif b'chaye yodom mitzad eschar. There is a haftoche, a person, aydei maisim toivim, could be zoiche to more than the zman kotzuv that was given to him. Leman yirbu yemeichem. What's that? Yirbu yemeichem? Yirbu yemeichem means that you can be zoiche to ribu yomim. Ribu yomim means more than that was kotzuv. Or yiras Hashem toisef yomim. Sabaistos is inyan of a sofe. Mitzad ha'oinish, also this zman kotzuv, mitzad ha'oinish, it can be taken away. There's misa b'day shemayim, this chorus. Ushnois rishoyim tikzerno, the pasuk in Mishlei, that the years that he was supposed to live is tikzerno. It was taken away from him. So there is mispar yomim, and then a person could be zeiche to be zeiche to more yamim, or he get the einish to be taken away. Al kain ani oimer, mi shein beyodoi aveire machayeves kitzer yamim. Let's say a person did not do an aveire, which is machayev to take away. He did not do enough mitzvahs to add on. Nishar ala keitz hakotzu. So this person is going to die. It was when he was born, he was given X amount of years to live. So he's going to live this amount of years. His life, it will be, his lifespan will be mispar yomim. Ubaroish hashoneh. So he says, when it comes roish hashoneh, ein v'nidei loy b'chaim v'loy b'mobes. There's no din over here. If there's no reason to take away from this man kotzuv, and there's no reason to add on, so there's no din. And Chaim Amoves is not on this person. That's what he says. So there's no din. Balze sheloy nidin b'roish hashanah b'chaim oy b'movetz. He says, "Amar dekezach." If there was a din in roish hashanah that this person has to live more, so then he's going to live more. There's nothing that they gave him. There's a din roish hashanah. He's going to live more. So it could be there can be an atom bomb falling. He's going to live more. That was the din. And then if there was a din, he's going to live less, so he could protect himself from 20 bunkers. He's going to die. He won't live. But he says, a person who, there was no din on Rosh Hashanah, that din was not, and other things there were the din on Parnosa, on Brias, but on Kaponim, on Chaim Amovis, there was no din. Zokta, ba'al zeh sheloi nidain b'Rosh Hashanah b'chayim oi b'amovis, Nemar batoira pen yomus bamulchama. That means, so now we have a parsha, pen yomus bamulchama. V'nisha b'chok ha'efsher. This person, the Torah says pen yomus. Someone asked, what do you mean pen yomus? What happened Rosh Hashanah? No. Rosh Hashanah, there was no meduba. Rosh Hashanah, there was no din. He was given a mispa yomim, and Rosh Hashanah, that mispa was no din. So this person is pen yomus b'molchama. Aber going at amokim sakona, could be he'll die. Yesh nispa b'loy mishpat. Not the mishpat is machayda, but he's in amokim sakona. Or efshe b'misas mageifa. Oy Mrs. Tivis, I de Royan Hoge, he won't take care of his health properly, he can die. But that has nothing to do, that's not Rosh Hashanah, that's not a Noinish, that's Nitain. This is possible. Now he says like this, Va'af al pisha nichtava barishone nefila samageifa la klal. Even though there was nigza, there's gonna be a mageifa. Kidemrinin va'ala medina is boye yomer, there's a gzeira on the medina. Avoyeshi chidim she'efshesh loy nichtavu mageifa. It's not a medina is boyomer, there'll be a mageifa, this medina. But there could be yechidim that on them it wasn't nigza that they have to die from the mageifa. Lefish loy hoiso lehem aveira mechayeves. That's pshat that Rava went and shut the windows. But he's shutting the windows. It's the middle of Tammuz now. He's shutting the windows. Now this is what happened Rosh Hashanah. He said nothing happened Rosh Hashanah. And Rava, there was no gzeira. I feel like there was a gzeira. I gave him the, but the yechidim that were not nigzar. But now he finds himself in Amokim. Now you have to, this inyone shmira. If you take care of yourself, it'll help. If it wasn't nigzar. If you won't take care of yourself, it won't help. So there is a mise ha'efshori that has nothing to do with an einish. This is toli bidei ha'odom. This is the Rashbash. He was a son of the Tashbats. Ki olam oves b'chaloineinu. Tana rabbono. Rov Bayir Pase Raglecho. There's a hunger, so get out of there, go to a different place. Shenema Vayhi Rov Boorets Vayered Avram Mitzrayim Logosha. I'd just like to mention the Ramban and Parshas Lech Lecho. Veda, Yavram Avinu Choto Chet Godul, Vishgoga, Shehevi Ishtoi Hatzadekes B'mitchel Ovein, Mipnei Pachtoi Pen Yagu, Monchet, he told Sarah to say, it's Achoisoi, and that he put her into Nanasakone or Michel, because he was afraid Pen Yagu, Bahayaloi Liftoyach Bashem Sheyatzeloi Soi, he should have had the talk. Ki yesh beilikim koyach lazer olahatzer. Someone to you. Gam yitziyosay min haoretz. That when he left Eretz Yisrael, shenitztava oleo betchilo mipnei harot. He was told to go to Eretz Yisrael. And now, he left Eretz Yisrael. Ovoy nashechoto. That was also an aveiret. Kilakim berov yiftenu mimoves. I feel there's a rov, the Rabbi Nishom can also be paid the mimoves. Bala maise haze nigzar al zaroi hagolos bi eretz mitzrayim biyad pari. Because he left Eretz Yisrael, because of that there was a gzeire that Klal Yisrael had to go into Eretz Mitzrayim. Bimekayim ha-mishpat shomo horesha v'achet. If you see there was a mishpat, a klal Yisrael to go to Mitzrayim, it's not because there was a resha and a chet in Mitzrayim. From Avraham Avinu, it was a chet b'shgogim. So al koponim, afilu the Ramban has a taina and Avraham Avinu, Chazal or not from Avraham Avinu, Chazal or not a limud. The taina of the Ramban was, since there was a tzivui, he should have had bitoch. Good, so that was a miyuchedike an hoge, that Avraham Avinu should have been soimach on the tzivui. But al kaponim, the anhog of Avraham Avinu was al pi derech hateva. That means, if there was a taine, there was a chesorim betochen or not, that's the Ramban's esek with Avraham Avinu. But al kaponim, the anhog of Avraham Avinu was anhog al pi derech hateva. That be derech hateva, if there's a ra'ova and you don't stay here, you leave and go to another mokim. So that's what Chazal are now from Avraham Avinu. V'ayma, And then the Gemara brings another pasuk. Imamalnu novoy heyir. This is speaking about it was valid mitzayroim. They were outside of Shemroim. They said, Imamalnu novoy heyir, varov beyir, vamosnu. So what did they say? So they decided, let us go into Machne Yaram and so we have over here that the Dalad Metzeroim, this was Gechazin, his three children, were outside of Shemroim, and they said, if we'll go into the city, we'll die of hunger. So, let's go, Nipla, Almachnaram. So you see also, that you leave the Mokim of the Roving, and you go into a second Mokim. My Vohima, why do you need two Psukim to tell us that when there's a Roving, you leave? What's wrong with the first Pasuk? That's when there's no Sofik Nefoshes. Avalechadika Sofik Nefoshes loi. Toshma lechu v'nipla machne arom im yichiyunu nichye v'im yemesunu v'masro. Let's see what Rashi says, and then we'll explain this Gemara. Rischa dever Sochar kavi sosam chaloines. Im amarnu ba'abo ha'noshim mitzayroim. V'leke sofik nefoshes b'mokim she'tig l'osham. Tashma v'seif itekro v'ata l'ochu v'niplo machne yarom. V'chiyunu nichye. So when I saw this Gemara, I thought this Gemara is a gewaldic raya to Rav Chaim Oizer in a tshuva. And then later I found out Taka Emes, the Gemara Taka brings the Raya from this Pasuk. But let's just say over what Rab Chaim Oizer speaks about in the Tshuva. Rab Chaim Oizer in Yeredeya, Simen Tezayin, Oizvov, clears the Shaila as follows. Ashek Lecha Shaila. A person without an operation will not be able to live more than 6 months. With the operation, could be he'll be able to live. But the operation is very dangerous. V'korav yoyser shayomos mehera. Most probably, he'll die on the operating table. But there's a possibility, it brings from the Chazon Ish, a 5% possibility, he might live. The operation might be a success, and then he'll live more than 6 months. This Shaila was asked to Rav Chaim Oizer. So it brings a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, L'chaye Yisho L'chay Shinam. The Ma'is is like this. This person, since he can't live a year, that's called Chaye Yisho. So so there's a Sofik, he might get Chaye Yoylom, or he might lose. He might die after no. So if he loses, he's losing Chaye Yisho. So that brings a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says L'chaye Yisho L'chay Shinam. We don't take this into Cheshbon. You have to be mishtadol to see that he'll have chaye oilam. That is the criteria. Chaye oilam is the criteria, not chaye isha. And the Gemara brings a raya from over here. The Gemara brings a raya taka from this pasuk. What did they do? They had a cheshbon like this. There was a hunger. If they remain where they are, if they go into the city, they're going to die of hunger. They won't die now. They'll die in 2 days, 3 days. But they'll die of hunger. If they go into Machne Aram, there were two tzadim. Maybe they'll kill us, or maybe they'll give us food. If they kill them, they'll kill them right away. They won't, they'll kill them. Yidna coming into Machne Aram, they'll kill them right away. Va'af al-pikein, they went to Machne Aram. So we see klar that chayei oilam, asofik chayei oilam, is doich avadei chayei shor. That means if they stay here, they'll zicha live another 2 days. But a Sofik Chaye Oilam is Doich Avadei Chaye Shon, and that's what Agamar is saying over here. V'chitei mahani mili. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Eichet the lekes of iknefoshes. When do you say you leave the mokim ra'ovain when there's no sofik nefoshes? There's no sofik nefoshes that you might die right away. Ah, well, eichet ikas sofik nefoshes loy, toshma, luchu v'nipla machni erom. Tone Rabbona, devil be'ir. There's a devil be'ir, there's a magefa. Oh, yahalech odom be'emtza ha'derech, nei shemalach ha'movis mahalach be'emtza ha'drochem. The malach ha'movis is be'emtza ha'derech. He was given a green light. He has a full day's work. So me'mele, be'emtza ha'derech, the malach ha'movis is there. The kivin the yehiva le reshus maski lahedya. If he has reshus, he walks in the middle of the street, so don't bump into him. It's not advisable at all. Sholem beir. What if it's sholem beir? Al yahalech betzidei drochem. Then don't walk on the side. The kivin the less le reshus machbi chavuye umazki. Since he doesn't have reshus, it's sholem beir. So then he's on the sides. He's on the side of the street. So if you go on the side, you bump into him there. Tana Rabbona, Devil Beir al Yichnas Odom Yochil Beis Haknesses Shemalach Hamovis Mafkid Sham Kelo. The Malach HaMovis puts his kelim in the shul. Anemilo heichod leikoru beidardiki leimatzla beyasorim. The Ben Yehuda says as follows. The Malach HaMovis is memune al kol mine makis shel misa bo'ilom. You have to understand the Malach HaMovis was given over to him all mises, so all mina machlas, all mina mises, that's under his jurisdiction. Da keil mosel biyodai. He is all mina. Ach bizman sheyesh deva, da keil meisim b'misa achas. So everyone is dying from this one, this amagef, everyone is dying from one machlas. Is oisen akoiches ein tzorchleis. It doesn't need a variety. There was a gzeire that the one misa achman in the tzlan will kill out the whole mokim. So mamele doesn't need this variety of misas umafkidom bebeis haknesses. Al kaponim, these koiches that he has are put into beis haknesses. So Nachman Ben Elio says, Lamaisa, they built a shul, and the shul they used to use, the chadorim were on the shul, that was the b'mokim rine shamtei tefila, that they used to go and the Mekir Shal Beis Ram used to learn the shuls. So they here speaking about they built a shul, and it wasn't used. Wasn't you like Kari Beidardiki, like Matsli Bay? They didn't daven yet. They didn't learn in it yet. They just built a shul. Still waiting for Chanukah Sabayis. But they so there was a Hazmona Milse, but the shul was not used yet. So it seems then the Hazmona is not strong enough to be Megan on the person who enters the shul, since the Malach HaMovis, his Mine Koiches Lahamis, are stored in that shul. Mafkid Shom Kelov. Tana Rabbona, Klovim Boichim, Malach HaMovis Boleir. Somehow they have an instinct. Klovim Misachkim Eliyo Anovi Boleir. Animili the lesbu nekeve. There's a nekeve, so could be the mesachkin because of the nekeve, not because of Leon Novis. We don't have the simen. Let us see Rashi. sagt Rashi, wann wir das von der Käfer, da hast du mich in der Käfer da, aber die ist immer sagt, ich muss because of the Käfer. Shemalach amov is mafkit sham keilov, loy gar sinan, there was another gemoz, was a gilse, shenema, the michmosh yafkit keilov. The gabi asorem asoy shal sancherev ksiv haikra bi yishayev. The michmosh yafkit keilov is a posik about sancherev. Bo al ayos, one city over by Migroin, and the Michmosh, he came to Michmosh, Yafkid Kalov. So the Klimal Chome, he left over there, Mokim to the Korev to the Mokim, he wanted to be Kavish Yerushalayim. Look the Gemara weiter. Yosef, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kamed, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafke. Mar omalei leima mar shmeitze. One said, he should say over dvar haloche. Mar omalei leima mar agadete. He should say agadete. Posach lemeim agadete. Leishovik mar. So the other one didn't learn. He wants a shmeitze. Posach lemeim a shmeitze. Leishovik mar. Agabuche. Then Elio wants to say, he brings a Gemara Masech to Shabbos, who's more choshev, a bar uryon or a dachlas chetin? There's a chalukah days in the Gemara Masech to Shabbos. It's brought down that limud agode Agadah that brings to Yiras Shemayim. So Mamela, these were the Chalukah Deis over here. The Chalukah Deis was what to have the Ika Dogish. The Ika Dogish was Limud HaTorah, Abar Uyin. The Ika Dogish is Yiras Shemayim. So Mamela, so then you should say Milsa Agadah that. Person has two wives. Yalda malaketes leilavonis. The young wife takes out of his beard, out of his head, his hair, the white hairs. He shouldn't look like an old man. Zekene malaketes loy shchayres. She takes out the black hairs. Nimsa kereach mikan and mikan, so he'll be left without any hairs. His wives took care of him. Omalahen, Mela dos, not a gadet, it's coming out of nothing, anything, not a gadet, not shmaitse. Omlani hochi emelachu milse de shabila tabaychu. I'll say something which will satisfy both of you. Kiseitse eishu motza koitzim, teitse me atzmo. Seems it came out by itself. Shalim yishalim hamaver es habeira. Now the pasuk ends that someone burnt it. Hamaver es habeira would seem that it was maver biyodayim. Omar kadosh baruch hu alai leshalim es habeira sheivarti. I have to pay for the beira that I burnt. Ani hitzati eish betziyin shenama v'yatzes eish betziyin. Patoichel yesoidei seo, v'ani osid livnoisa ba'esh, shenema v'ani eyo lo num Hashem chymes eish soviv, l'koveid eye besoichel. This was the agadete. Shmaitze posach hakosov b'niskei mamoinoi kiseitze eish, v'siyim b'niskei gufoi, it seems that it's odom amadrik, amavir es habeira, that's the lomdus. That ishay mishum chitzov, even though it's seitzei ma'atzma, and lomdus we consider ki'ilu, the ba'al ha'esh was zoyrek, that what the esh goes, ayde ruach metzuyas ki'ilu, the ba'al ha'esh was zoyrek this esh. It's like chitzov. Zot Rashi, תשבי לטבייך, אגד את השמייץ בדבר אחד, ושניכם שווים בו, שתשרצו ותחפצו בו. כי שייצא מעצמו, אנחנו גרמנו לו, שקלקלנו, והבטיח הקדוש ברוך הוא לשלם כאילו הוא הבירו. פוסח הכוסף בניסקי, בנזוקן שהזיק ממוינוי, תחסיב כי שייצא משמע מעצמו, שהדליק בסייך שלו והולכו ודולכו בסייך של חברו, ושים בניסקי גופי שקורי מעבר בידיים. שמחיצוב כזוירק חץ, so we consider the מדליק הסייש, the פשעי הבאיש, כאילו יבוזרק החץ, שמזיק למלחק, דיו גופי עובד הוכי, הוכי נמי יו גופי עובד, ונפקא מינה לחייבוי בדל הדבורים, אם הוא זק באודם כדמרינו בפרק בייס. so ממילא, אודם המזיק, ספוטה פון דל הדבורים, מומן המזיק, ספוטה פון דל הדבורים, and but if it's ishim mishim chitzum says it in a vada mamazik so bichayu bedal advor the Maral explains a little this gemara it ramdis the loshen of the Maral chubim beis hamikdash misyaches al Hashem yizbov. The Gemara says that we meyaches the chum to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam legoidel koyach toikev poralzer shehoyo abeis hamikdash roi lekiyum agomo lefi malosay. So the Maral says amir de kezach the beis hamikdash mitzad the gebaldike gadlus of the beis hamikdash, the beis hamikdash should not have been capable to be machiv the Beis Hamikdash. It's sad the gewaldike meile that the Beis Hamikdash possessed. So the only one that could bring about chulben to the Beis Hamikdash is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I mean, this is the only way this could occur. We had a Beis Hamikdash, which was roi lekiyum hagomo. So Mamel, the only one that could bring destruction to the Beis Hamikdash was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Shehu yisborach poyel begoidel koich. Va'af, so he says, ki be'emes chuben Beis Hamikdash hoya al yedei ha-goyim. I mean, the goyim were machiv. In koze, poyel ze mishachas al Hashem yisborach. The goyim did after the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave the green light and the koich and the capability to be machiv the Beis Hamikdash shel machiv. That's me. The prime veloshen brings a loshen kimcha tchina tochnu. That means they ground flour already. It wasn't when they came they were machiv achorav the Beis Hamikdash already. Umitnei. So that means the only way there could be such a concept of chuben abayis is only through the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the only one that is capable of destroying this binyan, which is oimet to last forever. Umivneke misyaches poyel zel Hashem yisporch. Asher hu ha-sholem betachles ha-shlemes. Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the ultimate sholem. Vehine bo meitoi chesoren boilom. And from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who was the Tachlis HaShleimis, there came about Chesoren Boilom. Hu Chuben Abayis HaKodesh, Shehu Shleimis Klal Ha'olam. The Beis Hamikdash is the Shleimis Ha'olam. And through the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it became Chor of the Shleimis. Is Roi Sheyushlam Hadova Al Yodai. If since the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was the one that was Mesaviv this Chesoren, that's why the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was mekabel on himself that he's going to be the one that will rebuild the bayis. Uchineged beis dvorim ashehoyu bechubin beis kodshenu ha'echot ha'chubin atzmoi va'beis siluk ha'shchine om ashu yizborech yivna oise bechoizik. That's the chaymas eish hey Allah num ashem chaymas eish soviv, that's the binyin. Chineget silo kashchina omar lekovideye besoicha. So that's how Koponim, that's how the Maral wants to explain this Gemara. Vayisaved David, vayoyma mi yashkeini mayim mi ber beislachem asher bashal, vayivku shloishin sakim boirim b'machnei plishtim. So if we learn the pasuk kipshutai, David HaMelech was misaved to drink water mi ber beislachem asher bashal, and it seems beislachem was occupied by the plishtim. They made a split in the Machne Plishtim in order to get water for David. So the Gemara did not want to learn this pasuk kipshutoi. David didn't even want to drink water, and they went and they brought water. And the Madura Basra says a very interesting pshat. He says, because you can't learn the pasuk kipshutoi, because what shat mi yashkeini mayim, yashkeini, mi yovilima, yashkeini means you should be mashke, you'll pour it into his mouth. David HaMelech did not need to be mashke. So yashkeini mayim, baistachois, is talking about a mayim elotayre. And Hashka means to who teach me Torah. There's a psazayah that says by Yaakov Avinu, Oit hayayim godol layeis hayosif hamikne Hashka hatzayin l'chul ra'u. So Zayir HaKadosh says, Amar dekabshat nispasek, Oit hayayim godol, the yayim of the Golis is very long. And Le'eis HaYosef HaMikne, the time did not yet come for Kibbutz Golis. Klal Yisrael does not have Schusim for Kibbutz Golis. So they try from Paskit, Hashku Atzoyin L'chulo. Maybe Schusim HaMaisim Torah, we don't have, so Hashku Atzoyin is going to limit our Torah. Teach them Torah, and that, in the Schus of Torah, they'll be able to to be zeichet the kibbutz goliath, even though there's no ma'isim tovim, the schus of Torah hashkol atzayin. Al kaponim, we see that a loshon hashkol is used for limud haTorah. So David wanted to know a halacha. Is mi yashkeini mayim mi ber beislachem asher bashar. Asher bashar, so Rashi says, Sanhedrin ziknei yashar. So he wanted to know halacha, and he was misayin, and he can't find out his halacha. So the shloishes giborim, who see where they were mice and nefesh, to find out his halacha. Vayishev umayim mibor beislachem asher bashar. Frech the gemara, maika miboylei, what was the shaila that David HaMelech wanted to should be poishet? Omar Rav v'Omar Rav Nachman, so we have three mahalchim what the shaila was. Tomen ba'eish kami boilei. There's a shayla of Tomen. What does Rashi say? Tomen ba'eish kami boilei. Ma'ise bo lofono b'machne. She'sofu anosh of Godi shal Yisrael. That the soldiers burnt a Godi shal Yisrael. Benitzrach lishael alochim chayom l'shalem keilem atmunim b'soichei k'rab Yudah o'ipturim k'rabonim. There was a shayla that was in the machne that there was a sreifa of a godish. The shaila was, are they mechuyif to pay for the kelim also? Ikerab Yehuda, that holds that the reish is chayiv on tomun, ikerabon. Upostolei, my the postolei, they were poshitim the shaila. We don't have an inkling, a gili from the posuk, how they were poshitim. I remember saying the Pnei Yeshua asked, in the posuk, chal is not even merumis, that there was Tomah. Rav Huna Omar, there was a different shaila. The shaila was Gdishim the Soirim, the Yisrael have it. There were Gdishim of Soirim, which belonged to Yidin. Dava Metamre Plishtim Bo. and the Plishtim were hiding themselves in these Kedishim. V'kami boilei, in David HaMelech Ereshayla, mal lahatzel atzmoi b'momein chavera. That means if they'll set fire to these Gedishim, they'll take care of the enemies. So then the soldiers who are hiding in these Gedishim will run out, they'll be able to kill the soldiers. But they have to go and burn the Gedishim. Sholcholei, osa lahatzel atzmoi b'momein chavera. You're not allowed to. Avalato melech ato umelech peiretz lasis loy derech vein moichen biyode. A melech is besonderes chusim. That's the koyach hamelech. A melech can be mafsid momen Yisrael. That's the koyach hamelech. Now before we see Tosfos, let us see the Rosh for 1 minute. The Rosh is... Perek Shishi, Ois Yud Beis. Zogt der Rosh, Gedishim di Yisrael havi, uplishtin tmunim bu. Mi boilu mal miklayu. Are you allowed to burn the Gedishim? Aval ho loy mi boilu yishori le miklinu la tzolus Yisrael. Zogt der Rosh, amere di kezach. There wasn't a shayla, are you mahu le miklayu? Not, are you permitted? The mil said the pshito, dein lecha dobe shoymit bibnei pekuach nefesh ala sholish haveiros. That's poshid yizich allowed to, because it's pekuach nefesh is doicha kola teira kula, besides the sholish haveiros. Alohochi iboilu, maula miklinu adaita delifta mitashlumim. Is a person permitted to burn them without an intent to pay? That's the maul, not ishori. Is a, you're permitted Bamulay also lahatzel atzmai b'momin chaveroi adaita delifter. Not allowed to burn it. Elo yatzel atzmai v'yishal. He's only permitted to do it with an intent to pay. Yeah, they bring down a guyayne ashas. Guyayne ashas, and perhaps according to guyayne ashas, is a little better miyushiv the loshen also. The Giyayne Ashah says that the Shaila was as follows. Is Pikuach Nefesh Hutra or Tchuya? What is the din over here? If it's Hutra, some Amela, then there's no Chiyav Kashlumi. So that's Hutra. Pshat is, I have a heto to do what I'm doing, just like Tumah Hutra Betzibo. You don't have to be Machzer Acher Tahirim. It's Tumah Hutra Betzibo. It's a great heto. If Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, so Memele, there's no issa whatsoever to do such a thing. So then there's no chiyuv tashlumin. If the issa became hutra, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. If it's tchuya means there is an issa. No, we're matche the issa menei pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is doiched issa. So if it's tchuya, then there's a chiyuv tashlumin. So the lashon of the Gemara, according to the Giyoni Ashas, is very meduyik. So the Shaila is it also, the Lashon also is very meduyik. Is there an Nisa? No, we're matcha the Issa, that's a tight tchuya. Or there's no Issa whatsoever, because nefesh is utra. And what did they answer him? They answered him that by Emerson, it's also, it's tchuya, some emaili in b'chuyif to pay. That's the... But they said, you, als melech, you, there's no chiyuv bechlal to pay. That's als besundere din melech. That is one mahalach, what the shayla was. The rabbonon v'teimo rabbe v'amori omru was a different shayla. Gedishim di soirim di Yisrael havu. They were gedishim of soirim, which belonged to Yidin. Ugdishim da atashim the plishtim. And there were gedishim of lentils that belonged to the plishtim. Now, let us just state a fact that soirim are worth less than atashim. Soirim is a machol behime. So there were gedishim of plishtim, which they had a right to take for themselves. And there was gedishim of soirim, which belonged to a yid. Now, Lamaisa, their behemoths were hungry, so they needed food for their behemoths. So they wanted to take the Yiddish Gedishim of Soirim to feed their behemoths. Adaitoi, that they're going to pay up with the Gedishim of the Adashim. We have Gedishim of Adashim. And Vinishtvi, the Yisrael is going to gain. The Adashim are worth more than Soirim. Mahu lito Gedishim shall Soirim, the Yisrael litin lifnei behemtoi, Amenas l'shalim gdishim shal adashim de plishtim. Sholchulei chavel yoshiv rosho gzele yishalim. Af al pish gzele mishalim rosho. That means even though they're paying for the soirim with adashim, a fila rosho. Avolat o melech at o melech peiretz lasus leiderech leimechim biyodim. Now let us see the rosh. On this Shaila, a very interesting Rosh. The Rosh Vaita Ois Yudalit. Ois Yudbeis. Mao lachlufei soirim di Yisrael, badashim de plishtim, kde lahachel behemtoi. Fisholcholei da osa ligzel al menas lishalim, Shenema chavil yoshiv rosh agzele yishalim. Venire. So the rosh is a moiridike pshat in this gemara. The mairi shadayim loyhoyu mizamonim. Venire. Zot the rosh. The mairi shadayim loyhoyu mizamonim. The adashim with which they wanted to pay up the yidin, they were as yet, it wasn't mizamon biyodom. Elorotzu likach gdishim shel soirim di Yisrael. The behemoths were hungry. In front of them was soirim shel Yisrael. So the shaila was, they're hungry, now we have soirim. Ulech sheyizdamin lehem gdishim da'adashim deplishtim yachzirulam. It was a head check. That means now they didn't have any payment to pay. They cheshbon that eventually they're going to be able to get gdishim of adashim of the plishtim, and with that they'll pay up the soirim that they took from the Israelim. Zok terosh, and that was the shaila. Avol im hoyu gdishim da adashim mizumonim, but if the gdishim of the adashim was a mizumonim already. Afilu ein bale gdishim soirim lefaneinu, mutter liske islam gdishim shal adashim aidei acher, velikach gdishim shal soirim, tischus uloi da adashim adifi tvei. Amoyer dike zach, zog der Rosh, what's the shayla? If there were gdishim in front of him, so we go and someone picks up the gdishim, bizoiche this for the bala soirim, so he got his money already, he got a good price. Gdishim shel adashim are much more expensive. Izochin la'adam shalai b'fonim, he got paid. So what's the shayla? Where's the gzeila? There's no gzeila. B'cheimash melishne deko chavol yoshiv rosh gzeila yishalem. The mishalem acha shekva gozla. He stole it already. And now he's paying up the gzeila. So now there's a din that he's called a rosh. You steal and you pay. That's called a rosh. But if I never stole, I was zeiche for him before I even took the soirim. I was zeiche for him. The adashim, so memele, so then the tzicha no shayl, and the tzicha mutter. The Dvayakev brings down that the Rosh learned pshat in the Gemara that these adashim, these soirim were oimed limocher. It means the owner of the soirim did not want to have them to put into his cholent. This was oimed limocher. So memele, so izicha maskim. It's such a price you're paying adashim for soirim. So izicha was maskim for this. No, the shaila was, but the vow we're taking it and eventually will pay. That was the shaila. Zilan tarosh pshat. So on that, the Gemara answered, eventually we'll pay. That's called a gzeila. Now you're taking it, and you'll pay. That's called a rosh. So memele,
And others want to say that it wasn't Oymed Limoche. So then the Shaila, so Afilo, it's Mizum, and it's also a Shaila. So the Gemara says like this, Bishloim Lamanda Oma. So they told them, Ava Bishik Zeila Misham Roshu, Avalata Melechata, Melech Peretz, Asa Zeider, Vain Mechim Biyodei. Bishloim Lamanda Oma Lach Lufe, Heine Dachsiv Chatko. Now this Posik is in Shmuel and Divrei Ayom. In Shmuel says, Vatisham Chelkes Asoda Malei Adashi. Dachsiv Chatko and Divrei Ayom, it says, Vatisham Chelkes Asoda Malei Asoyrim. So it's very good. There was Soyrim, there was Adashim. The Shaila was, if he could burn the Gedishim, Ma'ibolu Lahani Treikois, what's it, these two psukim, one pasuk says it was Adashim, one pasuk says it was Sayyim. Amaloch Tavinami Gedishim da Adashim, the Yisrael Tavinamitamru Buplishtim. So the Gemara answers as follows. No, there were two Gedishim. There were Gedishim of Sayyim, there were Gedishim of Adashim. And the Shaila was, are you allowed to burn them? Zechiv Tashlumim, whatever it is a Chalachiv Tashlumim. So what's it do? So the Taisa Ben Aperet says something very interesting. Adashim are much more expensive than Soirim. So first they asked the Shaila, by Adashim, are you allowed to burn it? And that they said, that Osalatzalatzma, to burn it without having to pay. So they told them, by Yehefsed Merubitz Osa. Then they asked the Shaila by Soirim, which is a Hefsed Mu'ud. So it could be the din of Pikuach Nefesh by a Hefsed Mu'ud could change the Aloche. And they told him, Afilu by Soirim is also the same din. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Nishim de Soirim Ava Akros, Somer Kursi Bati Chalka Soda Malaya Soirim, Melech Peretz Gedr Soda Chem Las Leidech Luch ולאוכלוסין שלו, דמרינים בבבסרה, דרך המלך אין לו שיר, אולי יסוירים מדברי היומים, אולי ידשים בספר שמור.